There in showbiz, good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
Good morning, 40.
G'day, Gareth.
Alec Baldwin's done, an interview. I've seen pictures of it. I haven't heard any audio of it. Just seen, glanced up at the TV screens and seen a tearful Alec Baldwin this morning.
Yeah, he looks pretty ragged. I think this has taken a terrible toll on him in the last 7 weeks, but they've dropped the teaser to this interview. The actual interview itself doesn't go to air until about this time tomorrow. But in the teaser, which is going to be a primetime special in America, I'm not sure where we'll get to see it here, but he's dropped a pretty major bombshell in that 7 weeks after that tragic event, he's now saying that he actually didn't pull the trigger, which is a strange thing to have not announced previously. I mean, he's been doorstopped and he's put out a couple of statements and he's never offered up this piece of information. Now, maybe he doesn't quite mean what he's saying. Maybe when we see the interview in full, it'll have a little more context. But here is a grab of this interview.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Mm. So it's almost like a kind of a mystery thriller now. A very strange turn of events. And clearly before he went into that interview, I'm not saying that the ABC network in America would have agreed to pre-approved questions, but certainly his legal team, Alec's legal team, would have gone through every possible and potential question with him and told him, don't say that or do say that, or it would have been very well rehearsed before he'd gone into that situation. So maybe we'll learn more tomorrow.
Okay. Now, Harry and Meghan, they've done that big money deal with Spotify. Has Spotify got anything out of it yet?
Well, it's kind of the end of the year for Spotify today because they released all the analysis. If you are signed up to Spotify and have an account, today they send you all your details of what you've been listening to throughout the past 12 months. And it's quite spooky, actually, that all this stuff is monitored so closely. But today it's been pointed out that there's nothing of Harry and Meghan this year. They signed this multi-million dollar deal. They did do a podcast around about this time last year, in which we heard a little bit of Archie's voice, but now we've had nothing else from them. The Archwell Foundation hired audio producers who would be organising all these shows and podcasts, which not necessarily would involve Harry and Meghan personally, but there was an expectation they would do something. But we haven't even had anything else from Archwell. So you would think at this point, somebody at Spotify must be thinking, what are we getting for our money? In the same way that Netflix must be thinking the same. I mean, you think of the big TV appearance this year of Harry and Meghan, and it wasn't on Netflix. It was on Apple TV with Oprah.
True. Have you checked your own stats on Spotify?
Yes, I have. I listen to a lot of music. I certainly get my $10 a month worth out of it all. But yeah, I did look at what came up today as my five most played singles. I am trapped in a time warp, proudly, but it's a very classy time warp,
right,
with Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, Tom Jones. Some people would find that a bit sad. I do listen to a lot of modern music too, but clearly not as often as I listen to some of those classic 60s performers.
So you and I in slightly different time warps. So I'll count my top five artists backwards, right? You ready for this, 40?
From
number five, Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
Number four, Angus and Julia Stone, which is a bit of a surprise, but okay. Number three, Elton John. Number two, The Beatles. And ready for it, number one, The Wiggles.
The Wiggles. Okay, well,
that's
probably
when you have a toddler.
Yeah, that certainly brings up your demographic to a much younger one.
Daddy,
even
can
if
I please
by default.
Listen to Wiggles? Yeah, sure thing. No worries. Put it on in the car. Anything for some peace.
Well, you're pretty much trapped in a time warp too. So nothing to be proud. Let's all be proud today.
And that I make it like they used to, 40.
Exactly.
Good on you.
Thanks, Gareth.